President Biden is getting ready to go to Michigan. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He'll join striking auto workers on the picket lines in Wayne.
I think the UAW gave up an incredible amount back when the automobile industry was going under.
And Fox's Peter Ducey reports from the White House, and officials insist
today's visit was not a reaction to Donald Trump's announcement that he is going to visit the picket line tomorrow. If this strike drags on, it is unclear whether or not President Biden or his team are now going to be able to step in and help both sides negotiate, because in his own words, it does sound like he is biased towards the workers against the companies.
The president's son is suing Rudy Giuliani over the infamous Hunter Biden laptop we learned about before the 2020 election. The New York Post reports the former Trump lawyer is accused of hacking into it and manipulating data. Now, the former president's touting a poll giving him a 9-point lead in a potential Trump-Biden rematch.
You know that ABC and the Washington Post said this must be an outlier, meaning the numbers that they spend millions of dollars on polling, the numbers must be wrong. It was their poll.
So he told a rally in South Carolina?
Now, these are corrupt people.
Now, he's skipping the next Republican presidential debate like the first one. Seven others will be there tomorrow night on Fox Business and Fox News Radio.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Ambassador and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, current South Carolina U.S. Senator Tim Scott, former Vice President Mike Pence, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson did not qualify this time.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. Will there be a budget deal in Washington to avert a government shutdown? Congressman Jim Jordan just told Fox.
Well, I hope so. It seems to me we should do a short-term stopgap measure that funds the government 4 or 5 weeks.
But some of his fellow House Republicans oppose short-term funding, wanting a full budget with spending cuts that Senate Democrats are not considering in their plan. America's listening to Fox News.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bear tool free, up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
He's been indicted, but could Senator Bob Menendez be reelected? The Democrat isn't saying yet whether he will run again next year in New Jersey, but Menendez is defiant against bribery charges he and his wife face a few years after the senator faced trial on corruption charges that ended with a deadlocked jury.
Senator Menendez says the bribery allegations are a rush to judgment, adding in his Monday news conference,
"Remember, prosecutors get it wrong sometimes."
For now, the allegations stand, and members of Congress still call for Menendez to step aside. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says as this legal process plays out,
"Stepping down from his chairmanship was the right thing to do."
The White House did not say he should immediately resign.
But of course, we see this as a serious matter.
That decisions from Senate leadership, Senator Menendez himself, and perhaps New Jersey voters will decide. In Newark, New Jersey, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
In Philadelphia, a suspended police officer is due in court today. His lawyers are trying to get murder and other charges dropped, stemming from his killing of a man during a traffic stop last month.
Body cam footage showing Officer Mark Dial firing 6 rounds into Eddie Irizarry's car just seconds after he got out of a police SUV after following the 27-year-old for allegedly driving erratically. Defense attorneys call the shooting justified, saying Dial thought Irizarry had a gun. He was actually holding a knife by his leg, which contradicts the initial police claim he lunged at the officer. Dial was out on $500,000 bail, which has now been revoked. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall. Dow futures down nearly 200 points. Nobody hit the Powerball jackpot again last night. So the prize grows to $835 million, the ninth biggest in U.S. lottery history. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Illinois State Police made one of the largest drug busts in its 100-year history Wednesday of last week, seizing over 5,200 pounds of illegal marijuana near the Quad Cities. The historic bust was made on Interstate 80 in Henry County. Trooper pulled over a bus, noticed signs of criminal activity. Illinois State Police investigating an inmate's death in Champaign County. Correctional staff found the person unresponsive in their cell at about 2:30 Sunday morning. Staff and emergency medical crews performed life-saving measures, but not successful. State Police now overseeing the investigation. Emergency crews were called out to a house fire in Mattoon on Sunday night. The fire department responded to the 1200 block of North 16th Street. Single-family home had fire in the front porch extending into the attic. The occupants of the home escaping on their own. Police and fire investigating. Sports, the Illini coming off their 23-17 home win over Florida Atlantic Saturday. They resume their Big Ten schedule Saturday of this week in West Lafayette against Purdue. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and, of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Okay, good morning. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. I love my country. I love God. I'm proud of that. I'm excited about it every day. So, yay, here I am with you on the radio.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's great to have my meteorologist, Greg Solier, an expert in what he does, terrific at forecasting. Everybody's listening to you, my friend. What do you see on your maps?
Yep.
Well, those weather maps and charts have one of these little spurious disturbances that just all kind of migrate and warble their way through the Midwest this time of the year. The old cutoff low cooling up aloft, and you put any of the September sun on it, even late September sun, you'll just continue to build more clouds. And we do have a couple blips on the radar, maybe a couple of drops of rain in Houma right now, or a little bit southeast of there, and a little finger of some shower activity just east of Bot Hoopston. You get up towards western Kankakee County, then the rain's really fill in across the Chicagoland area, back to Rockford and northward. They're going to kind of auger southward, but we'll be sort of on the southern cusp of this circulation, so real iffy and spotty and highly scattered on any rainfall both today, tonight, and tomorrow. Big change to warmer, drier, late summer-like around here begins later this week and should take us well through next week and probably as well into the first week to 10 days at least for the month of October. 63 Willard and Savoy right now. Later on today, kind of either side-ish of the 80-degree mark. A little warmer south, a little bit cooler to the north with a stray late morning and or perhaps more likely late afternoon shower thunderstorm over maybe 40 to 50% of the area. A couple of showers, maybe thunderstorm in spots this evening. And again, after midnight tonight, we'll bottom out near 60. Rinse and repeat tomorrow, sun and clouds, 75. With again, iffy on any shower thunderstorm potential at about 40 to 50% morning and late afternoon. Here comes the day on Thursday. We make a run to about the mid to upper 70s, tickle 80 on Friday, 80 or a little higher even over at West Lafayette for football Saturday. Then here come the low to mid 80s. It's a late summer feel with dry weather for Sunday, at least through Wednesday, maybe even Friday of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thank you, sir. 8:09, Brett Bielema met the media yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We've got Purdue coming up, 2:30.
We've been really talking about this game from last year's season end to where we are, because we knew it was going to be the first Big Ten West opponent of the year, and it was going to be the beginning of an eight-week window of all-conference play. So I think that's the bigger issue, maybe so than who's on their staff.
Okay, because their staff is our guy.
Gotcha. Right?
Yeah, that's a defensive coordinator for Illinois last year.
Right. There's Ryan Walters.
Ryan Walters. Mm. And then he took a bunch of our staff.
Yeah.
So, listen, we know them. They know us.
Yeah.
They certainly know our people on the field better because they coach them.
Mm-hmm.
So they know the challenge it is.
This is going to be interesting.
Well, what about like the whole darn West? I mean, if you look at the side, it's not not great. So what about winning the West, Coach?
Again, we've known each other going on 3 years now, right? Like, we focus on the task at hand. We always talk big picture items, you know, in general. But I think, like I said at the beginning of the press conference, well, we've been talking about this for a while because it was our first opponent in the Big Ten West that we were going to play. It's the first in a little run here. Obviously, we come back, play Nebraska, then Maryland, even though they're in the other division, a pivotal game, and then to come back and have Wisconsin. So three of the next four are Big Ten West. So if you try to jump to one before the other, it's never going to work.
No, that's right. That's right. And you know, these are pretty – I feel we're better than Purdue, but, you know, hey, we were better than Indiana last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think Purdue can stop me on offense if I play a clean game. By clean, I always mean penalties and interceptions and fumbles. If you limit all those, that's clean. So if we do that, I think we win. But again, we can lose. So it's like they're favored.
That's right.
And they beat me 6 out of 7 times. And not as bad as the Wisconsin-Purdue series. Can you believe that Wisconsin has defeated Purdue 17 straight times?
Really?
That Purdue hasn't beaten Wisconsin since the 90s?
Wow.
How's that work? I mean, that's just unbelievable. Because Purdue's had some pretty good football teams over the years.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Illinois-Purdue. Purdue is favored slightly. I guess 1 point. So it's a coin flip. The crowd will be good. Yeah, and all that stuff. But we have, I think the quarterback club's taking buses. So we'll have hundreds there anyway, I bet, because it's close. And you can probably get a ticket over there. I don't think it's sold out. But I'm kind of glad it's not a night game, because that can get a little raucous with all the alcohol consumed. But it's at 2:30 games, a lot of alcohol will be consumed by then. anyway, I think you know, I don't know. I wish I knew. Last year after Indiana, we lost that game. I knew we were a bowl team. I don't know. Our offensive line, what happened? It just, we moved guys into different positions. Heard the great Jay Lehman yesterday talk about guys are playing tackle when they're really a guard. That's not that easy to just switch a guy. But that's the necessity, I guess. Uh-huh. And we're not as deep as we'd like to be. We never really have been. We're all trying to grow that, but that's going to take process of years. So I think it's pretty important to get to 6 wins to get a bowl. And this will be a huge step toward that if we can go to Purdue and win. But, you know, I don't know. I'm sure hoping.
Your official assessment is
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
It's a 2:30 kickoff against West Lafayette.
Is that so wrong? I really don't have a feel. I don't know what we got. I think we got some pieces that are good, but we're, so I'll be watching.
We're 2-2.
Yep.
So go Illini.
Yep.
And when it comes to the women's basketball team, they've got their field trip day set. Last year was 8,141 screaming students as we played McNeese and beat them like 100-38. So you can see why the kids were so fired up to see this women's basketball game during the day.
That's the biggest flight risk on our campus, is Shauna Green. That's the one. Huh. You know, I think Brad Underwood's here. I think Brett Bielma's here. Mike Small's here. We, you know, the biggest flight risk on this campus is Shauna Green. She's young. She's done what nobody really has done, creating such buzz in such a short period. Teresa Grant's, arguably, back in the 90s. But Shauna is Connecticut, Tennessee. I mean, those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
LSU. Uh-huh. LSU has a woman in her 60s. Gina Arenamo's going to retire Connecticut.
Right.
So that's the person.
You're right.
She's the one. You can pay her whatever you want, but are you going to turn down Tennessee, UConn, or LSU? Okay, here I am.
Right.
It's a little early.
I know.
However,
that's
how good I think she is. I think Shauna Green is big. She's big time. To come from Dayton to here and do this? What? Really? That just can't happen that quickly.
Right.
And it did.
So. Well, and really, Corbin Thieben's great for the Parkland Golf, and, you know, they won their Danville Area Community College fall invite yesterday. I feel like he could be leaving the Parkland
Golf.
Well,
I think he's had interviews. I think there's people that interest. I just think there's a lot of people in that field where they are former players, and Corbin's a former player. He's a really good guy who's done unbelievable things with Parkland College golf over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
So we're rooting for him as Parkland wins another golf tournament.
That's right. So go Cobras. Last night in NFL action, Philadelphia beat Tampa Bay 25-11. Now Tampa Bay is at New Orleans for the game at noon on Sunday. Other Sunday games are Denver at Soldier Field. Denver, was that the 70-20 game?
Yeah, that was the 70-20 game. Denver gives up 70 points, my friends, and they go to Chicago Sunday, and they're favored.
Ugh.
That's
but it was the Miami Dolphins that won the game 70-20.
Yeah, Miami's really, really good, but I think Denver's really, really bad. But how bad are the Bears at home they're not favored against Denver?
Right.
I mean, and I think it might be a... Not only they're not really good, but there's must be something going on in the locker room. I mean, with Justin Fields suggesting it was coaching that made him think too much, that never works out very well.
L.A. Rams are in Indianapolis Sunday at noon. The Thursday game will be Detroit at Green Bay. Another late night score last night was Cincinnati over the L.A. Rams, 19-16.
Joe Burrow had that calf problem, but he said, you know, risk of injury did not outweigh the fact that the Bengals could go 0-3. So they got on the board with 1-2. I don't know how many undefeated teams left in the NFL, just a few now. I know that the Philadelphia Eagles are pretty good offensively. Defensive lines are really tough in the trenches. That's probably why they're good again.
And Sidney Brown active for the Eagles, preventing a touchdown yesterday.
Touchdown saving tackle.
Yes.
And Chase got in the Bengal game last night. He plays for Cincinnati.
Great to see our Illini in action again. Illini and Purdue, 2:30 in West Lafayette on Saturday. Then we're coming into the Friday night game.
Yeah, I think Nebraska. It's 7 o'clock, week
October,
from Friday.
20,
yep.
Or October 6th.
Yep, that'll be Friday night, Nebraska. And again, there's another game that you're going, man, we can beat Nebraska.
Absolutely.
And Nebraska's thinking, man, we can beat Illinois. So these are real coin flips. And then I think at Maryland we'll be an underdog. I think Maryland's pretty good offensively, particularly. So I just don't know. I can't read the team. I'm hoping to get to 6. But these are all games that can go either way. So
absolutely. Well, we have St. Louis at Milwaukee tonight with a 6:40 start. Zach Thompson on the mound for the Cardinals and Adrian Houser for the Brewers. And that's here on ESPN 93.5. Across the hallway here at Stevie J Broadcasting in downtown Philo, we have the Cubs at Atlanta with a 6:20 start on TBS. If you want to head on over to Pia's and see some of these games, that's always fun too. 1609 West Springfield Avenue. Justin Steele on the mound for the Cubs. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Arizona is at the Chicago White Sox with a 6:40 start. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, let's take a peek here because quietly, these are critical. If the Cubs are going to get a play into next week, they're going to have to win some games this week, and they got Atlanta and Milwaukee. And now both teams are like, okay, we're in the playoffs. But they still have to have some energy for the teams chasing the Cubs.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to the standings right now, the way I see it here, let's see here. Let me get to the wild card standings. It's super close. And Miami really thinks they have a chance to catch the Cubs this week. But right now, Philadelphia, Arizona, and Chicago – Miami is a game back. So Arizona, same thing. Arizona, the Cubs are tied. Philadelphia safely in the top spot in the wild card. So the Cubs are right there to actually make the postseason when nobody thought they could. Pretty exciting, but you're at Atlanta, at Milwaukee, two teams that are pretty good, but they've already clinched. So
go Cubs.
Cubs got to get her done.
That's right.
They could still slide out of this thing pretty easily. Come on now.
That's right.
All right, going to check your weather. We'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5. All of our guests appear on the Tappan's Towing phone line, the great Jim Hampton. It is 8:19.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, and Banff vicinity. Very comfortable temperature pattern to continue on for the foreseeable future. Another one of these cutoff circulations up aloft, making its way down through the southern Great Lakes region. Hence, a couple of showers are expected to break out for the next couple of days. Better weather ahead come the end part of the week. Big warm-up and another round of extended dry time for the weekend next week as well for backyard and back 40 work in mind. Up close to 80 day with sun and clouds, a couple of showers and spots. spots. Later this morning, more so this afternoon, light wind, couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm this evening, and again overnight tonight, down to 59 to 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny again, a couple of late morning and late afternoon showers around, high near 75 degrees. Partly cloudy, 76 on Thursday, Friday near the weekend, up near 80 on Friday, 80 at West Lafayette, and here on football Saturday, Sunday into Tuesday next week. Daytime temperatures in the lower 80s, nights down between 55 and 60. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
United Parcel Service plans to add more than 100,000 holiday workers and will pay them more because of the new tentative contract, starting at $23 an hour for seasonal drivers and $21 an hour for package handlers. And Dick's Sporting Goods plans to add 8,600 seasonal workers. It's holding a national event October 3rd, where it will recruit for all of its locations. Also, Dick says it will close all stores and distribution centers on Thanksgiving Day, which is November 23rd, though it will be offering shopping online. Ford shares are losing ground after the company paused work on its new Michigan electric vehicle battery plant. Ford is not saying whether it was related to the UAW strike. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Happy to welcome to our studio, Tracy Dace. Tracy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning, well, Stevie?
Good to have you on the show.
It's good to be back.
What is Dream?
Dream is a local nonprofit based in Champaign, but serving youth in Urbana and Rantoul. And we are simply here to support our community, to support our young people by offering a wide variety of services and programs in schools and also in churches.
So DREAM stands for Driven to Reach Excellence and Academic Achievement for Males.
Yes, we are, our mission is to support boys and young men. So we started at the age of four. and we stay in their lives until the age of 24. Mm. And we also, during the pandemic, did expand to girls as well. So we have definitely increased our impact in the community by serving the whole family.
Dream is hosting its inaugural, that'd be the very first one, Soul Food Family Festival.
Mm,
yes. Soul Food Family Festival, Saturday, 11 to 4 at the Vineyard Church in Urbana. That's a great spot.
Yes.
Soul Food Family Festival. Talk to me about that. Sounds good.
Yes. So we will have definitely some delicious soul food there, but also we will have outstanding music from local artists and gospel artists and soul artists. We have also partnered with the university, and we are going to host a children's village there. So opportunities for kids and families to come out and learn about African-American culture and also engage in some hands-on STEM activities.
I am a firm believer faith is absolutely critical to a person's life. How do you introduce and then get them involved in the church?
Well, so this event is hosted at Vineyard and supported by numerous churches. However, Dream is not faith-based, but we see community as an example of faith, right?
Yeah.
It's the bringing together of people to celebrate, support, and help each other to thrive in our community, to heal in our community. And so we know by doing so, that's going to raise hope, right?
Yeah, and there's good people around those,
absolutely.
Right? You want to surround yourself with good people.
Absolutely, good people. And, you know, good people, good food, good music.
Yeah,
so
all right.
Saturday is going to be a great time.
All right, so how do you know you're successful with Dream? How do you know it's working?
Oh, through lives. So when you have the opportunity to start building relationships and supporting young people at very early ages, and then you stay with them and you see their growth, you see their change, you see their hopes and dreams, you know, become greater. That's one indication of success. We look at our data when it comes to academic growth, particularly literacy skills. We can see growth over time in those areas. And also just the response from the community and from the families in particular, when we have the experience of their excitement and joy, you know, from being a part of Dream, allows us to know that we are successful in touching
lives.
Awesome.
No, I think it's great. I mean, we need help. I mean, kids need help. Sometimes they don't have much support at home.
Absolutely.
How are you supposed to know if you're 7 years old what direction to go, right? I mean, you need some guidance.
It really takes a village, right? Mm-hmm. And so Dream is here to support families, and particularly our boys. And so when they may not receive all of the information and knowledge that they may need through like school or something that, Dream is that space for them to have those opportunities.
So what does that look like? Are they getting tutoring after school, and are they coming to your place? Is it near Westside Park?
Well, yes, we have multiple sites. So I've been pleading through the Facebook that Dream needs a building, but we have multiple sites, and so we are blessed to have churches who support us and also schools. And so after school is very well-rounded. We have homework help, we have academic tutoring, we do STEM, art, sports, mentoring. It's really an all-in type of a program for our kids.
Well, Tracy Dace, I think it's great. I've got 2 minutes left. What's your why? Why are you doing this?
Why? One is my calling. You know, God has placed me on this earth to do this work. And it's very, very important. And we need many community solutions. And so Dream is one. And so we need these types of environments and spaces for our children to have the support that they need in order to become great.
You're having probably a generational effect here.
Absolutely.
And that must feel good to wake up every day thinking, man, I'm going to change somebody's lives.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is definitely about breaking generational poverty.
Was someone a mentor to you growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a whole village around me.
Okay.
My family, my church, my school, Boy Scouts, all sorts of things.
You're not an Eagle Scout, are you?
I didn't make Eagle Scouts.
Well, I didn't either. No. Hey, Tracy, good. Good for you, and good to get the word out. How can people learn more about Dream? How can they get involved with you?
Well, I encourage everyone to come out on Saturday to the festival. You'll get a chance to learn more about Dream, also meet Dreamers and Dream staff. Please visit us at www.dream.org. Also, you can become one of my Facebook friends, Tracy D. Dace, on Facebook, and I always post about all the great work that we do.
You know, but I used to have soul food back in the day with the black eyed peas and cornbread and baked beans.
Loaded up now.
Yeah, come on out. Neil Street awesome. Blues will be there and other amazing vendors. And we're very happy to have Remax as our title sponsor.
Awesome.
Tracy, thank you, brother. Keep up your good work.
Oh, thank you.
We do appreciate what you're doing for our community.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tracy Dace. ESPN 93.5 with Dream.
That's happening at Vineyard Church from 11 to 4, Saturday, September 30th.
Be right back. It's 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's heading to Michigan to join striking auto workers on the picket line invited by the union's president. Former President Trump, on his own, speaks to workers at an auto supplier in Michigan tomorrow.
Our old president's coming. He's supporting us. Biden's supporting us. So more love, more the merrier.
The Trump is skipping another Republican presidential debate tomorrow. Seven candidates are invited. One from the first debate, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, did not meet the higher qualification standards.
The GOP says tomorrow's debate will feature the following candidates: North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Ambassador and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, current South Carolina U.S. Senator Tim Scott, former Vice President Mike Pence, and businessman Vivek Ramaswamy.
Fox's Evan Brown, the debate's in California, co-hosted by Fox Business. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Two California men facing charges following a massive drug bust in Illinois. State police say a trooper pulled over a bus on I-80 last Wednesday in Henry County. Authorities searched the car and seized more than 5,000 pounds of cannabis. The seizure, one of the largest in ISB history. Pawnee School District 11 mourning the passing of Superintendent Tim Crotchaville. The former minor league baseball player passed away unexpectedly Saturday. He was just 49 years old. His cause of death not yet released. Illinois closed out its non-conference schedule with a 23-17 home win over Florida Atlantic Saturday. Luke Altmyer threw 303 yards passing and a touchdown, adding a score on the ground for the Fighting Illini. Illinois improving to 2-2. The Illini resumed their Big Ten schedule Saturday in West Lafayette against Purdue. And that's a look at what's happening. Have a great Tuesday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Another round of upper air instability. One of these closed off circulations making its way through parts of the Midwest, and hence a couple of showers are expected as the day wears on, both today, tomorrow as well. But better weather ahead as expected for the end part of the week, and a big warm up slated for the weekend and next week as well. Partly sunny skies develop for the day today. A couple of showers around later on this morning, more so this afternoon. Maybe a distant thunderstorm, the high around 80, light wind. A couple of showers and thunderstorms around this evening. And again, overnight tonight in spots, well, about at 59. Sun and clouds for the day tomorrow. And again, a couple of showers and spots later morning and more so late afternoon. High around 75 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, 76. Friday and into the weekend, a warm-up with sunshine, 79 high. Friday, 80, both here and over at West Lafayette. Sunday high of 81, with lower 80s continuing on for Monday and Tuesday of next week with dry skies as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Football fans! Fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party. 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
8:34 on this Tuesday morning. It is September 26th. A reminder, tomorrow Aaron Ammons, our county clerk, will come out. And he's been on the program before, just when he was running, I think, mm-hmm. was the last time we talked mm-hmm. to him. It's been a minute. So he'll come out and talk. Got an election, I guess, November 7th, do we?
I guess so.
Must not be. I mean, next year is the big
right.
presidential election, but I guess there must be some, I don't even know.
Well, and always needing election judges and the like. Maybe they're preparing? You're right, Stevie. I don't know either.
Well, that's just why we'll have Mountain talk there you a go. Little bit. And certainly, I've been very vocal about some of my concerns about voting, and he'll tell me why I shouldn't be.
Right. So. And Phil, I feel like there's not much we can do. To change with the genie's kind of out of the bottle on all these boxes everywhere.
Well, I think in Wisconsin they've gotten rid of the drop box. We got to move away from the COVID era.
I feel like it was a COVID thing, and that was fine. Right. That was a way to pivot. But let's pivot back to how things are normally.
I just think that we can tighten things up to where everybody, both sides, because both sides have been absolute about claiming cheating. And I think we can tighten some things that would make it easier and maybe better, where everybody, both sides, feel more comfortable.
It shouldn't be a voting season to me. It should be a voting day.
I like the day. I don't mind absentee. True absentee, I'm out of town. I think the students should. I know they're allowed to vote on campus, but again, I think they should vote absentee from their home.
And it used to be that, you know, we've been in the media for long time, and we'd get the results and talk about it in the morning. And
there'd be people
covering overnight to get the tally, get the results. You know, it was exciting, but now it's like, we'll learn eventually.
We'll know in about a month.
Right.
And it's like,
I don't like that.
I don't like it. So, anyway, that's tomorrow here on the radio after 8.
I was just looking at September 26, 1960, was the Nixon Kennedy first televised presidential debate. And it showed the power of TV because Kennedy looked tanned and confident, where Nixon looked pale and sweaty and tired. And I don't know if Richard Nixon was, you know, ready for this big of an impact. I mean,
well, he was vice president for 8 years mm-hmm. with Dwight Eisenhower.
But with this being like the first presidential debate probably, in 1960 on this date,
he was he had like a shadow,
right?
I should have shaved
and
again.
And even a 5 o'clock shadow on his chin.
I should have shaved. Pat told me to shave again, and I didn't shave again.
That's right.
And then John Kennedy was this young, 42-year-old guy with a wife and two little kids.
And it says in this historic interview that those who listened on the radio thought Nixon won.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
If they were watching on TV.
That was a long time ago. That was 63 years ago, the first presidential debate on television in black and white, I might add.
That's right.
So it made Nixon's beard look a little shadowy.
Man.
But it's
how far
it's
a long, we've come.
And back then, too, keep in mind there's a, you know, Chris Matthews, of all people, wrote a book called Kennedy and Nixon. And there's a scene in there in 1948. They were both in Congress, and they're riding back from Philadelphia to Washington, and they're flipping a coin. John Kennedy and Richard Nixon are flipping a coin as to who gets top bunk on the train ride.
Wow.
Two future presidents, and ended up being adversaries because Nixon got paranoid. That led to the whole better tape everything, because he was a paranoid man, because in 1962, he ran for governor of California, and the Kennedys came all the way from Massachusetts and just did him in. And he lost. And that's when he said, you won't have Dick Nixon to kick around anymore. And he was totally convinced that Nixon, the Kennedys, thwarted him in 62, and he was done, and it's over. And then, lo and behold, he runs in 68 and wins. And, it's a fascinating – he was an interesting guy, but – the Kennedys had that whole Camelot thing and all of that going on. So, all right, it's 8:39 on ESPN 93.5. Check your sports. That's coming up next. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit brianismyguy.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
All right, quick check of sports headlines.
NFL action last night for Monday Night Football had Philadelphia 25-11 winners over Tampa Bay, Cincinnati over the LA Rams 19-16. You might be looking at some upcoming games. On Thursday the 28th, Detroit is in Green Bay. Sunday, Denver at Soldier Field against the Bears. And Broncos are on top at Soldier Field, and they just got beat 70-20 by
Broncos,
the Dolphins. What?
Broncos are favored.
Right.
In Chicago.
That's crazy.
After losing by 50.
LA Rams are in Indianapolis. We're looking forward to our Illini in West Lafayette with a 2:30 kickoff against Purdue. We'll have the St. Louis Cardinals back in action with a 6:40 first pitch against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Cubs are in Atlanta with a 6:20 start over on US 105.9. Arizona takes on the Chicago White Sox with a 6:40 start. Women's basketball has that field trip day tapped for November 15th. Go Illini.
All right, Nathan Montgomery is in our studio. Salt and Light. Tell people what Salt and Light does right there at Philo Road and Colorado.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Philo and Colorado. Mm-hmm. The old county market building.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me what, for those that have been under a rock, what do you do?
Yeah, so Salt and Light is a little different. So as opposed to your typical food pantry, clothing closet, one-way giving model, our folks actually volunteer at either one of our locations in Champaign-Urbana and earn store credit at minimum wage that they can then use to shop within the grocery or the thrift.
Why do people look down on that? Some do. I don't get it, because that the what you're doing is helping somebody be self-sustaining. The worst thing we can do to a human being is not allow them self-reliance. You guys teach them self-reliance. You have to earn stuff. That's life.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that unfortunately, a lot of times, we really don't get much negative feedback. But what I have heard is often from folks who maybe really haven't done this kind of work for very long, so don't really understand the implications of when we just give things to folks consistently. And so for us, you know, we experienced that. I mean, we were the largest emergency food program in Champaign County before we switched our model. And what I saw play out over time, over 10 years, was really those generational cycles of poverty, where we saw kids who stood in line with mom and dad then stand in line as young adults on their own.
Well, how can you tell people after a decade that it works, that what you do works? I mean, how?
I think you have to experience it. You have to see it. And honestly, too, I think anybody that's done this kind of work for any length of time, if they really step back and look at what we would call the results from what we do, which are really only growing lines, more people standing in line, more people needing help, mired in these generational cycles, and you honestly evaluate it, I don't know how you could sit there and say that it actually works.
Well, maybe you find a family that you know that has changed everything because of Salt and Light, and then you bring them here and I can record them and saying, here's what Salt and Light did for me, because teaching them a work ethic, teaching them they have to do something without, if you give a kid a pair of tickets to something and he had to mow grass to get them, it's more valuable than when he didn't have to mow grass to get them. It's just human nature.
100%. And we've seen that. You know, what's so interesting is when we first changed our model, the question that I would get consistently would be, well, what about those people who can't, right? Who can't work? Often when folks were asking that, they were thinking either of seniors or folks with developmental disabilities, social, emotional, physical. Well, what we saw in the first 6 months of the change in our model was exponentially more of those folks engaged in what we were doing than were standing in line before. Yeah. And I think that that really speaks to the fact that often they felt marginalized. They felt as though they were being treated as though they couldn't or didn't have anything to offer.
Exactly. What's a one-year-old look like when they first walk? Their bright face, they're excited.
Yeah.
When you can build your own thing, it's way better.
110%. We were recording some testimonials for an event we have coming up, and one was with a kid who's 10 years old and his mother. And the kid had started coming in with grandma and was earning credit. They were earning credit to help the family. Grandma's health took a turn, so couldn't come in anymore. And the kid wasn't going to be able to come in because under 13, you have to have a parent. Well, because we had gotten to know the kid and know the family, we decided, you know what, we'll go ahead and take on that responsibility. And he'll just kind of team up with one of our leaders while he's there. So the kid comes in every Saturday for 4 hours and he loves to work. He loves to help and do things. And when we were sitting down with him and his mom, the thing that he said was he likes coming in there because it made him feel like he could do something.
Yeah.
And for mom, it was, well, the kids experienced bullying at school and could use the extra support, the extra positivity as far as in his life. And she said, and even to have other people that he could talk to when he needs to. And so for them, well, yes, they utilize the credit to help support the household. There's so much more involved in why people are there. I mean, that community, that opportunity to contribute and feel as though you have a purpose, right? That's a powerful, powerful thing.
Anybody else doing anything like what you're doing?
Not exactly. Not with the combination of kind of this social entrepreneurial model. So for us, of course, the community can shop and that helps to fund the programming. Yeah. So
the grocery store.
Yeah. Grocery and thrift, salvage. We actually recycle textiles, metal. And so for us, our annual budget at this point is about 85% self-funded through the retail operations.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. And so that's
anybody
unheard
else
of.
Doing that? I don't think anybody else is doing 85% self-funded.
Yeah. No. And so, so it's the combination of the two that really has brought folks in kind of from all over the country to like see how we're doing it as they're exploring a more developmental approach to access to basic resources. That question of, okay, well, how do we fund it, right, is always the next one. So the fact that we really have a bead on both of those things is drawing a lot of interest.
One of the things I like is you take torn and tattered and stained things that, you know, I just don't want that landing in a landfill. And of course, you can't give that to the things that you give to, for instance, I'm in Tolono at the Giving Place, and they're open every Wednesday 4 to 6. But, you know, I've given them things that were stained, and they really gave me the stink eye, saying, if you're not going to wear it, Diane, how do you think our population is going to wear it? So that's why they said Salt and Light shreds everything.
Yeah, so we actually and that's what's crazy is the volume of stuff that we have coming. We actually, of stuff that's not going to be worn or has been on the racks and nobody bought, we're shipping about 40,000 pounds of that recyclable every week. on top of what's actually going out through both of the locations.
Well, let me also mention, I only got a minute left, but let me also say Nathan Montgomery, Salt Lake. I don't think there's anybody like you in this area. Usually entrepreneurs with a brain like yours is in the profit-making business.
Right.
You're helping people, and you've been doing it a very long time.
Good for you.
But when I drop things off at Salt Lake, that's my number one drop-off now. It's the people. The people coming out are just good. You see, they've had rough patches, but they're friendly, they're kind, and they do a great job.
They're getting it done.
Totally.
It's a culture thing, right? Yeah. And we try. Obviously, we're people, so we don't always get it right.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that every person that interacts with us, whether it's a donor, whether it's a shopper, whether it's a volunteer, that they are affirmed in who they are as a human, right? And that we affirm that dignity and treat everyone with that grace and respect.
What's in the grocery store? People maybe can...
It's really just like any small town grocery store.
Okay.
I mean, as far
prices
as...
Prices are the same, right?
Yeah, prices are similar. Yep. You know, obviously we can't really compete with Aldi and Walmart, but we're trying, we're growing. And so, yeah, you can get a little bit of everything from freezer to refrigerated to non-perishable.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Nathan, keep up your good work, man. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
And where do we go to learn more? And I know your Praise to Raise is November 9th from 7 to 9 at Vineyard Church. What do we do to find out more?
Yeah, so saltandlightministry.org, we have it going live today. That's our normal website where we will post a link to be able to buy tickets to the event, or you can buy them in person at either one of our locations for just $10.
Well, walk on down the street again. Come on back.
Exactly.
Congratulations. Yeah. Keep it up.
Thanks, guys.
Doing great work.
saltandlightministry.org.
Hey, folks. Fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground, and eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend
coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
All righty, ESPN 93.5. Glad you could listen today. We appreciate you. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll take any questions or texts you have about Aaron Ammons on tomorrow for half an hour. He'll be on from 8 to 8:30.
So 359-2255, if there's something on your mind, we'll put it on our list.
And listen, you know what? I don't like to pick a fight with him. I'm not going to.
No.
I'm just going to disagree with Aaron Ammons on a few issues. I don't care. We can disagree and still be cordial. That's fine. We ought to be that.
Right.
But in any event, that'll be tomorrow, and we're excited to have him out. So
right.
We'll be back.
Learn more about our election process here in Champaign County.
All right. GoStever.com. It's a $1,000 giveaway from Kramer Siding and Window.
Nice.
GoStever.com. Good luck to you. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at aftershockdd.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to theNateEvansGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com, or call Chuck Ruth.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis